News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. Maryland State Police this morning trying to figure out who shot at least four cars on I-270 last night. They say it happened on 270 North near the Shady Grove Road exit in Rockville. Around 8:10 last night, cars had slowed down due to a crash nearby. And police say those slow-moving cars had their windshields shot at, likely by a BB gun. There were no reported injuries. A D.C. police lieutenant's on leave facing a charge of child abuse, according to officials. 55-year-old David Hutchinson's a 27-year veteran of the police force. Police say neighbors heard a child screaming at his house on Friday morning. Hutchinson's been placed on administrative leave as an internal investigation takes place. President Trump's on his way to the Philippines after a stop at Pearl Harbor today to kick off his 11-day trip to Asia. The president hasn't said much about his plans.
That could change now that he's actually on the trip and he's going to be meeting with some of these very important foreign leaders, particularly when it comes to this issue of North Korea. This is something that the administration ranks as one of its top priorities. He's going to be meeting with a number of the leaders in this region that are key to this particular issue, leaders from China, South Korea, and Japan.
Correspondent Ryan Nobles there. House Republicans, who recently unveiled their tax cut proposal, go into the weekend with the hope that they'll have enough votes to get approval by Thanksgiving. The key sticking points remain reduced deductions for local taxes and mortgage interest.
Republicans in the House believe there will be some, but not enough, defections from high state and local tax GOP members, generally in blue states, to derail the tax cuts and reform proposals. Kevin Brady from Texas is chair of the Ways and Means Committee that drafted the legislation. He argues the tax cuts will outweigh what are technically tax increases for some in blue states.
We double the standard deduction and we increase weak family credit to help every family in America keep more of what they earn. When you do that, you make sure that whether you're in New York or you're in Kansas, you know, you keep more of what you earn.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
Netflix is cutting ties with House of Cards star Kevin Spacey as he faces a growing number of allegations of sexual harassment and assault. The actor's also been suspended from the show. The streaming network made clear it would not continue to be involved with the show if Spacey has any part in the drama's future. It's also canceling a film Spacey produced and starred in that was already in post-production. The latest sexual assault allegations against Harvey Weinstein could lead to an arrest.
New York City police are gathering evidence against the movie producer after receiving, quote, credible information from actress Paz de la Huerta, who accuses Weinstein of raping her in her apartment on two separate occasions in 2010.
We have an actual case here. So we're happy with where the investigation is right now.
Chief of Detectives Robert Boyce says her story is believable because of her ability to articulate each movement of the crime and other details.
As to others, I'm not going to close the door and say others won't come forward. But this is what we have right now. This is what we're moving forward with.
I'm Sierra Crawford.
Reagan National Airport's hosting Wings for All today. It's a program to introduce air travel to people with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
It's a walkthrough rehearsal to make air travel less overwhelming.
It's really providing a air travel experience for people with disabilities along with their caregivers so that they can get a little bit more comfortable with the notion of air travel and hopefully empower them to take a trip sometime in the future.
Andrew Troll with the Metropolitan Washington Airport. Airports Authority says would-be travelers will go through ticketing and security then.
Get on an actual A321 with a volunteer flight crew from American Airlines. They'll simulate a little flight experience.
More than 130 people are signed up for Wings for All. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Sports, LeBron James drops 57 points as the Cavs beat the Wizards 130-122 and the Caps visit Boston tonight. We'll check traffic and weather up next.
I wonder what you think.
This issue really, really riles me up.
What makes you guys right all the time?
You are spot on.
I agree with everything that last caller said.
That's correct.
Well, that's good to hear.
I have no problem with that.
Am I wrong to say?
Make your case. Make it proudly. Make it boldly.
Your show is unbelievably fabulous.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Where Washington comes to talk.
We just talk about it.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing.
Or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollAndBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. spelled B-O-L-L, and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. You can see all 55 on TexasSuperfood.com.
All of the nutrients that we need on a daily basis, I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on superfood, I haven't been sick.
I'm Dennis Black. Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. 877-55-TEXAS.
7:05 now as we head into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center with James Stanley.
Things looking good so far on this early Saturday morning. Beltway inner loop and outer loop, we aren't seeing any major delays. We do have an accident, though, in the district that's been there for about 45 minutes on Southeast Freeway. It's on 695 eastbound just past the 6th Street exit on the left side of the road. Right lanes are moving okay, but watch for brake tappers as they make their way through there. That's a stalled vehicle in Maryland, 270 southbound just past Hyattstown. It's off on the right shoulder. It's also got partially that right lane blocked. All the freeways through Virginia look good this morning so far. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds moving in today, high 59. Showers this evening down to 54. Tomorrow looking overcast, high 68. We're at 50 degrees right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Francis.
Testify.
Angela.
Amen to that.
Frangela.
If I throw some rice, what you gonna do?
I'm gonna catch it and cook it. Westwood One presents The Final Word with Frangela.
You got it. It's white winged dove.
It's not really white winged dove.
It's not the song about a dove missing a wing. It's not a little engine that could kind of song.
That's what I thought it was.
No.
At Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Yes.
Don't forget to subscribe and review.
Holla.
The Final Word.
That's right.
With Frangela.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get your choice of 5 quarts of Penzo Platinum Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Purolator Boss Oil Filter for just $29.99. Speed Perks members also get a $5 reward. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. Valid now through November 29th.
If you're between the ages of 45 and 65, have you considered purchasing long-term care insurance? It pays for assisted living, home and nursing home care, memory and Alzheimer's assistance. The cost of these services is a staggering $80,000 to $120,000 a year. By the time you need it, double that number, which is why long-term care expenses are unequivocally the number one risk to your retirement assets. I'm Dave Murray, host of Plan for Life Now. Join me this Wednesday, November 8th at Normandy Farm Restaurant in Potomac, Maryland for my long-term care insurance seminar. Having started in 1999, I'll teach you everything you need to know about this topic, specifically how to choose and design an affordable long-term care insurance plan. Again, it's this Wednesday, November 8th at Normandy Farm Restaurant in Potomac, Maryland. The dinner and seminar are free of charge. Register at 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com. That's 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com, 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Thank you for being with us on the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi is the White House correspondent at Newsmax.com, always asking the right questions at the White House. He joins us now. John, great to have you with us.
Great to be here.
Well, I do enjoy watching the White House press briefings because I can always count on an intelligent question from you as opposed to a gotcha question or something to try and get a soundbite to be sensational and take a shot at the president. So I commend you for that, John.
My cup runneth over.
All right. Well, you were at the press briefing. You were talking about the president's upcoming trip. And I think this is a question that's on a lot of people's mind about his security. And you talked to H.R. McMaster and asked that question. Well, John, among the questions I want to ask you this morning about the trip is the one that you asked of H.R. McMaster. And that's the concern about the president's safety while he is in range of North Korea.
Not a lot of American reporters want to talk about the threats from North Korea against President Trump. The South Korean press has no qualms about repeating the warnings that the American president could be in danger from his, shall we say, public feud with that country's ruler, Kim Un-un. And indeed, I asked asked General McMaster, the president's national security advisor, what he thought about threats to the president's life, and did he fear a possible strike from the North Koreans. General McMaster quickly put that one away. He said, every time the president travels, we go to work on his security, and given both the security detail and our military force in the area, we're prepared for just what you're talking about. Short and sweet, but that's General McMaster.
From what you've learned from the White House this week, what is his goal? What is he trying to accomplish?
Well, it's very simple. I think he wants to make it clear that we have some major allies in that part of the world, and the U.S. will continue to trade with them and do business with them. The first president to come directly from the private sector is going to show off his skill in deal-making as well as closing certain deals with other world leaders. Normally, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, President Moon, President Duterte of the Philippines, and others that will be on this trip. At the same time, he has a strategic purpose. The president has a good relationship with the Chinese president, now perhaps the strongest leader of that country since Mao Zedong. And given his power and the president's own seemingly convivial rapport with him, we will see if Beijing can perhaps play a hand in tethering the bad boy in the area, the mad dog, North Korea. So the president has a lot on his plate when he's over there, but he seemed quite confident as he was leaving yesterday.
Do you get a sense that part of the goal is to put even more pressure on Kim Jong-un?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about it. And if not through China, it's also to shore up allies who may be a little nervous about the prospect of Dung missiles going over their area. And I refer specifically to Japan, South Korea, and the Philippines.
I want to turn to tax reform because that's been covered extensively this week. And a lot of criticism, as I scrolled through a number of the articles, everything from CNBC to Time Magazine to some of the other, you know, what we call, I guess, the mainstream news outlets. A lot of cynicism, a lot of negativity. And first off, John, these are proposals. The Senate and the House have agreed to an initial proposal, I take it. But will it really look like this when all is said and done?
Absolutely not. This is the blueprint stage, drawn up by an engineer or a draftsman, seemingly, and actually sketched out in both houses of Congress. And it has to deal with, one, lowering or eventually eliminating certain taxes, and changing the deduction so much that most Americans will be able to file with a simplified form, and they will get back an average of $1,100 in the next fiscal year. Now, Speaker Paul Ryan pointed out that many people pay a minimum of $1,100 on their phone bills. In addition, there's also some disappointment. On three occasions, I spoke to Secretary of the Treasury, Steve Mnuchin, White House's top economic advisor, Gary Cohn, and most recently, House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Kevin Brady. To a person, they said that the estate tax would be not phased out, but would disappear. Ditto for the alternate minimum tax, which was passed in 1970 as a means of seeing that the wealthy Americans could not avoid taxes altogether with deductions. Well, what do we have? The estate tax is not going to disappear, but it's going to hang around for seven more years. The minimum amount at which estates are taxed, $5 million, will be doubled to $10 million, and then it will be phased out in 2024. The problem with that is it's still a tax that was enacted primarily to fund the First World War that is still on the books long after its usefulness has passed in time. There is no raison d'etre for it. Now, the argument usually is that not many people are going to be impacted by a tax that starts at $5 million and will double to $10 million. Well, fine. same time, it certainly doesn't encourage people to save or put away money. As the economist Milton Friedman put it, with that on the books, most Americans will pursue a policy of wine, women, and song, so they leave no money to be taxed. The alternate minimum tax, again, is something that should be phased out and would be one promise in the original draft that would be kept. I might add it was passed primarily to punish the wealthiest Americans. Now, 4 million Americans paid it last year. 15 years ago, I had to pay it, and I'm no billionaire, I assure you.
As the entire process proceeds, what do we look for? In other words, if you play in the Super Bowl, what do you look for in the Super Bowl? In this, John, what do we look for as this progresses?
I think we have to look for some of these people who said we need an opportunity society and we need taxes eliminated to encourage the private sector and to ignite the engine of plenty in the United States, whether they will do something truly revolutionary in an omnibus tax package, or they will simply pass something that will fund the government. The worst thing for the Republicans who promise change is to just come back and present, as the Latin phrase goes, semper idem, always the same.
Hey, we got more from the White House briefing room and John Gizzi next on the Saturday Morning Update. First, a check of the traffic and weather.
From the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. Southeast Freeway 695 eastbound, just past 6th Street. All of the lanes have opened back up, but there's still a little bit of a backup from the crash, so just watch for the brake lights as you make your way through. 270 southbound, just past Hyattstown through Maryland. Right side block, that's a disabled vehicle. They're having a hard time getting either cranked or they're waiting on a wrecker. Give yourself a few extra minutes to get through that stretch. And in Virginia, there's a crash on Braddock Road eastbound, just past Port Royal. It's off on the right shoulder. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looking for some afternoon showers today. High of 56. Cloudy tomorrow, up to 67. Some afternoon thunder showers on Monday. High to 71. Cools down a bit on Tuesday. High 56. 51 now, and we are heading up to 56, and it's 7:17. Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
The Saturday Morning Update continues in our conversation with John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com, continues. So, John, last weekend, CNN, cable news outlets, ablaze with excitement over the prospects of indictments on Monday. Manafort and Gates indicted on activities that had nothing to do with the campaign. And George Papadopoulos, everybody says, well, now this is the one to watch, Papadopoulos. Tell us a little bit about Papadopoulos and his relationship, because this is being portrayed in many outlets as though he's some close confidant of the president's and at some high level in the campaign staff.
You know, these hangers-on who want to style themselves as something more than they are have been around for generations, and sadly, our political system is often seen as the salve for their egos. In the case of George Papadopoulos, I had so many people ask me about his influence with Trump in 2016, and if he was indeed another Henry Kissinger to Trump's Richard Nixon, why is it that he wasn't being paid by the Trump campaign? Friends of mine in the Greek press told me, don't go near Georgie. He talks a lot about himself, and it isn't true. Well, guess what? I no longer say beware of the Greeks, because the Greeks were right. George Papadopoulos is someone who worked for a small think tank in New York, who was, according to the White House, a volunteer in the campaign, who met the president one time. Now, he went off on his own to try to set up meetings and try to arrange contacts with Russia. It was a pretty heady experience. Was he authorized by the campaign in any way? I don't know, but I highly doubt that anyone who comes in as a volunteer and has only met the candidate once can then have the authority to set up meetings like this. In a way, I feel sorry for him. He was a wannabe. Quite frankly, I've seen his kind before. Senator Joe McCarthy, who hung around his committee hearings, named Harvey Mattuso. He was an FBI informant on communists. Years later, he caused embarrassment to all sides by saying he made it up, and he ended his career as a circus clown.
I thought what was telling, John, is Papadopoulos was only in one meeting. When you're in a meeting and you don't get invited to the next one, that tells me something.
It speaks volumes.
I'm watching Channel 9 one evening this week. Ed Gillespie ad comes on. Ralph Northam ad comes on immediately after it, and it's the one that responds to the Gillespie claims. And then following that, it's another Gillespie ad. So three of these spots back to back. That gives you some sense of the money and the intensity of this race.
Well, here's one thing. We're going to be glutted in television sets, in cable news, on radio, and on the net with commercials right up to the end. I went to a press breakfast with Tom Perez, the Democratic National Chairman, who said he was putting a high priority on a get-out-the-vote grassroots effort in Virginia. Others put the price tag on it as an unprecedented $1.5 million. For his part, Ed Gillespie has a good ground game. As he told me, he's got people who worked on his race for the U.S. Senate 4 years ago, which he nearly won. He has people from the moderate wing of the party. He himself campaigned for the Trump-Pence ticket. But what's going in his direction are issues, he said, twofold. One, he wants an across-the-board tax cut with spending cuts in the Old Dominion. And two, his opponent is the first candidate of either party for the governorship of Virginia who does not support the concept of right to work. Virginia has been a right to work state for generations, and this is the trend many states are going in now. Kentucky, Wisconsin, and oh yes, labor-heavy Michigan. To oppose it in Virginia, Gillespie says, is folly. All of this will mean next to nothing next Tuesday. The state will go to the polls and vote. Just before I came on the air this morning, I saw a Rasmussen poll which confirmed my sense about the race. Gillespie and Northam tied, 45% each. It's going to be a spellbinder to watch. And I assure you, no matter where you are, who you are listening to this, you will hear about the race the next morning. And somehow, just in this one state out of 50, the punditocracy will say there's a national trend developing.
As always. Well, if you are in the state of Virginia, I would strongly encourage you to get out and vote. John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Always an honor, John. Thank you.
I'll be back next week.
7:23 Saturday morning update to WMAL. Some troubling incidents on the interstates in the Washington area yesterday. We'll talk about it next with Steve Burns.
Elizabeth Guzman came to the United States from Peru, hoping to build a better life for her oldest daughter, Pamela. Working three jobs to support her young family, Elizabeth eventually put herself through college and went on to earn two master's degrees. She believed that if she worked hard and played by the rules, the American dream would come true for her and her children. Through her career in public service, she's helped other families achieve success. Now, Elizabeth Guzman wants to bring her experience and work ethic to Richmond as our delegate. With accountability and transparency, Elizabeth will work to expand healthcare to more Virginia families. She trusts Virginia women to make their own healthcare decisions, and Elizabeth will fight for better public schools, higher teacher pay, fewer tests, and lower class sizes so all Virginia children can learn. Elizabeth Guzman will always put our families first.
I am Elizabeth Guzman, candidate for delegate, and my campaign paid for this ad.
Paid for and authorized by Elizabeth Guzman for delegate.
So, Steve, for people on the Beltway on a Friday afternoon, long delays. What happened?
Yeah, it was kind of an unusual situation yesterday. We usually see police chases out in L.A., places where you got lots of highways. We had one here yesterday. It all started with a robbery of a check cashing spot in Silver Spring a little after noon, about 12:35. This is all according to Montgomery County Police. They put out a lookout for a white Chevy van. They found that van and started chasing it. The van went onto the inner loop of the Beltway. And what happened after that? Apparently, there was a crash. One of the suspects ran off. A police car actually ran over one of those suspects and killed the person. Maryland State Police say they're investigating that. Three other people were arrested. There were firearms found in that van. Police, they may have chased this car because they may suspect these people in a bunch of other robberies, too, at least two or three other ones within the past 2 months or so in Montgomery County.
And then an incident last night on 270 around Shady Grove Road.
Yeah, this is an unusual one, too. Police are trying to figure out who apparently started spraying BB pellets at a bunch of car windshields yesterday. It was a crash on 270 northbound Shady Grove Road just around 8 o'clock, around 8:10 or so. And police say the cars that were slowing down because of that crash had their windshield shot at. And it looks like it was with a BB gun. Some windshields were shattered. Thankfully, no one was injured. But police right now don't have any suspects. They're investigating.
Let's turn to some good news. New management for the Washington Nationals?
Yeah, they just introduced their new manager, Davey Martinez. He was the Cubs bench coach under Joe Madden. So this guy has been under Joe Madden for the past 10 years or so, and Joe Madden's regarded as one of the best managers in baseball right now. Of course, the Cubs won the World Series 2 years ago. So now he'll be leading the Nats, who looks like they have maybe a year left in their competitive window. So we'll see what they can get done.
And Seattle is the scene for the Redskins tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow afternoon, we start our coverage on WMAL at 3 o'clock. Obviously, a very loud place in Seattle. Redskins have lost three straight, so it'll be a tough task, but hopefully they will be able to rebound. We'll see.
Skins third in the NFC East, taking a 3-4 record into that game. Steve, thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
Appreciate it. 7:26, Saturday morning update.
One size fits all has no place in your bedroom. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of Helix Sleep, and we know one mattress can't work for everyone. That's why we created the only mattress built for you. Go to helixsleep.com, take our 2-minute sleep quiz, and we'll build your custom mattress and ship it to you for free. Try for 100 nights, and if it's not the best sleep you've ever had, we'll pick it up and give you your money back. Go to helixsleep.com/talkradio right now, and we'll give you $50 towards your custom mattress. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
What is us?
Us is a foundation.
Us is the future.
Us is a bond.
But right now, that bond is frayed.
And we need a place that could make it whole.
From diabetes prevention to safety around water.
The Y fills the gaps.
And bridges our divides.
But they can't do it without us.
Donate today.
Because where there's a Y, there's an us.
Read by members of the Y.
The Y, for a better us.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. For a limited time, quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil are just $3.49. Plus, choose from a full line of filters to go with your oil change. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details, valid now through November 29th.
Only 1 week left. This week is your last chance to order Genucel and get double your order free. You'll also get Esotique RF, the daily collagen builder, and the amazing deep firming serum absolutely free. All this free stuff. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to tell you about Genucel, the natural plant stem cell treatment with advanced peptides for those annoying bags and the puffiness under your eyes. Plus, with Genucel's immediate effects, you'll see amazing results in just 12 hours. Call now, get double your order of Genucel free. Even this crazy warehouse clearance sale is backed by the best customer service in the business and an ironclad 60-day 100% money-back guarantee. So call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or go to Genucel.com. Double your Genucel order, get the deep firming serum, Esotique, and a surprise luxury gift free for a limited time. Order now and shipping is also free, but once the sale is gone, it's gone. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720, Genucel.com.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us, Zoom video conferencing.
Don't miss the Veterans Day sale at Mattress Warehouse with mattresses starting at just $99 in stock to take home today. Save up to $1,200 on select brands, including a free box spring with select purchases. Visit sleephappens.com.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. Leading lawmakers are calling for mandatory training and other steps to prevent sexual harassment in Congress as the national spotlight on gender hostility in the workplace falls to Capitol Hill. The calls from House Speaker Paul Ryan and others follow a series of news reports about women and staffers and lawmakers experiencing harassment and sexual advances on the job. The Associated Press reporting on the experiences of one current and three former female lawmakers. They say they'd fended off unwanted advances, sexual comments, and in one case, physical contact from a male colleague in Congress. Ryan sent lawmakers a letter urging them to undergo sexual harassment training and make it mandatory for their staffs as well. Daylight saving time becomes standard time across the country tomorrow morning, but there's a move on to change that.
A Massachusetts commission is giving serious thought to moving the state to Atlantic time, an hour ahead of where it is now, and staying there. No switch back and forth between Eastern and Daylight Saving Time. And then there's Scott Yates with a blog urging all states to stay on the same time all year.
End the maddening, frustrating, productivity-killing, heart attack-inducing, stroke-inducing, epilepsy attack-inducing, twice-yearly clock-changing, that is Daylight Saving Time.
That hasn't happened. Standard time begins 2 a.m. Sunday morning. I'm Pat Piper.
Virginia officials have announced the state's reincarceration rate is the lowest in the country for the second year in a row. Governor Terry McAuliffe says that among 45 states that produce three-year recidivism rates for felons, Virginia has the lowest rate at 22.4%. He's crediting initiatives to rehabilitate inmates and help them develop skills that they need for when they return to their communities. Sports, LeBron James drops 57 points as the Cavs beat the Wizards 130-122. The Caps are in Boston tonight. We'll check traffic and weather up next.
The Redskins and WMAL together again every game, home and away, all season long. The Washington Redskins.
Oh, Redskins touchdown!
On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
This is such a blow to investors.
You know what, right now, breaking
it takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
At 7:33, checking back in with James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A relatively slow start to our Saturday morning, but a couple of problems to watch for, including here in the district. 695, the Southeast Freeway eastbound, just past 6th Street Southeast. That's at exit 1B. All of those lanes have opened back up. We're seeing there is still a little bit of a delay from the accident that now is all off on the right shoulder. Maryland, 95 northbound, just past Harbor Tunnel Thruway. Two right lanes are taken out with a construction zone. Only the two left lanes are getting by. And that's a stalled car through Maryland on southbound 270, just past Hyattstown. It's off on the right shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds on the increase today, high 59. Showers this evening down to about 54. Tomorrow looking overcast, high 68. We're at 51 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Thompson Creek Window Company has smart ways to save. Replace your old windows with new energy-efficient Thompson Creek windows. Your home will be more comfortable this winter, and you'll save on heating bills. Mary Walter here, and you'll save even more when you buy three windows, get one free with zero interest financing until 2019. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Windows built specifically for our climate, just for your home, in their own local factory, and professionally installed by experts. Thompson Creek windows are custom designed for your home. Thompson Creek Window Company has over 37 years experience manufacturing superior windows in their local factory with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Right now is the best time to replace your windows. Trust your home to Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK now to take advantage of the November sale from Thompson Creek Window Company. It's a sweet deal.
Home, sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get your choice of 5 quarts of Penzo Platinum Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Purolator Boss Oil Filter for just $29.99. SpeedBreaks members also get a $5 reward. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. Valid now through November 29th.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple, well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
Are you single, looking to meet someone, but just too busy?
Don't worry about it.
Miracles happen every day. Say, I once heard about a man who met the love of his life while he was flying on an airplane. Why, that could be you too. There you are, on your way to Dubuque for business, when you're suddenly upgraded to first class and seated next to an attractive brunette who smells faintly of vanilla. She's reading the same Swedish crime novel you are, so you strike up a conversation. As it turns out, you both have exactly the same playlist on your MP3 device. By the end of the flight, you're engaged. Oh, yes, and later that day, you also happen to win the lottery. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't rely on chance. They use a proven personal approach to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing.
Or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Bull & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at bullandbranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, CIA-trained intel operative, now at the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, great to have you with us.
Hey, morning, Rick. Thanks for having me.
All right. We were all struck by the release of Bo Bergdahl and the lack of a harsh sentence. And just to put it in perspective, this is a guy that walked away in protest of leadership. You were involved in the strategy for his recovery. Tell us about the efforts to get him back.
Well, it was Herculean. I mean, it was a full court press, both from the moment that they recognized he had left at the tactical level. You had teams of men searching, you know, the whole region, literally putting their lives on the line in some cases, by accounts I find credible. 6 U.S. citizen soldiers, 3 British soldiers died in the process incidental to searches for him. And then obviously those who were injured permanently, some of which who were able to testify at his hearing, which apparently, you know, their testimony did had no effect on the outcome of the verdict and his punishment. But it was massive. And then after the fact, I and others were involved We were helping create options for President Obama to get him back. And let me tell you, Rick, there were much better options available to President Obama than trading five Taliban, essentially four-star generals, back for him. President Obama chose the option which gave him the most latitude to release soldiers. By the way, those Taliban were released illegally, according to a House Armed Services report. He did not follow procedure. And frankly, it did things to harm our ability to fight in Afghanistan.
Now, I understand that there is a review by General Abrams. Could that result in any reversal, or would it just be a possible lightening of the sentence? How does that process work?
Yeah, basically, there is a quote-unquote an appeal. This goes to the higher level of the chain of command. There's also a military appeal board down the road. But for now, it goes to General Abrams, and then it cannot be the verdict or the decision of the judge cannot be increased. That is to say that, unfortunately, you can't reinstate charges so that he would be sent to Fort Leavenworth. So the only thing that can be done is reduce it. And, boy, you can't reduce it much more than what it is now, because there's no jail time. He's got a $1,000 a month penalty for 10 months. I mean, are you kidding me? And a dishonorable discharge, which now his attorneys are now getting ready to protest. So it, to me, is like this guy, the only guy yesterday that I know should be happy about the Bergdahl situation is Bergdahl. And he frankly should be the last guy happy with the outcome of any sort of trial of this nature.
All right. I want to turn to the New York City terror attack.
Yeah.
And of course, we find out more about the suspect, and he's brought into the country under a diversity program. Very interesting. You know, President Trump retweets people's tweets from time to time, but this isn't a retweet of your quote. This is actually the president quoting your comments, and this was in one of the president's tweets earlier in the week, and you said, quote, "Senator Chuck Schumer helping to import Europe's problems," said Colonel Tony Schaefer, "we will stop this craziness." Donald Trump quoting you this week. Tell us a little bit about this program and how you feel we should move forward.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the president's retweet. And, and look, it's absolutely correct. Schumer and others have been bent on finding a way to import the very terrorist issues Europe is now completely hobbled by. And one of those programs is this program we're discussing. This program essentially allows for countries such as the one where he came from, Uzbekistan, to have people kind of line up, put their hat in the ring, and try to get picked to come here. And there's no vetting. I mean, it's like a checklist. They hand him a piece of paper and say, "Hey, are you a terrorist?" And of course, he's going to say no. So, while he may not necessarily have been a terrorist when he left Uzbekistan, Uzbekistan has a large population, which is very much focused on and akin to the Taliban. A lot of fighters in Afghanistan, Rick, are from Uzbekistan. So we've left this door open, and people like Chuck Schumer have done everything they can to challenge the system by saying we, quote unquote, need diversity. I'm sorry, Rick, there's nothing in the Constitution about diversity. There is something about protecting life, limb, and the pursuit, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's what we should be focused on. So what I've seen here by Chuck Schumer and others, and he's defended this program. He did an impassioned speech on the floor of the Senate in 2006. All these things to actually lower our ability to protect our nation by inviting in these sorts of people. So that's why I said what I did. I think that's why the president's supporting what I said, is that, we cannot afford to just blindly bring people in. We need to be deciding people who come in by what will they add to the fabric of our nation, and for goodness sake, will they not kill their fellow citizens once they're here?
Now, you speak to this from a background of national security, working in the CIA. You're not doing this from a political standpoint or, sort of a personal passionate standpoint. You're speaking from experience.
Yes, I am. And look, we've known for a while that the intent of ISIS and Al-Qaeda, to a certain extent, has been trying to get people like this guy into the pipeline, who are, predisposed to doing some sort of act of violence. And then, Rick, they get into these unassimilated centers of hate, like the Paterson, New Jersey Mosque, where they teach and put forward the idea of violent jihad. And you put the two together, you create conditions for terror attacks. So this is not an emotional issue. This is a factual issue. And I am really shocked that the left continues to attempt to politicize national security, jeopardizing the citizens of the United States. I don't find it acceptable.
All right, so the president is off to Asia. We know kind of the political and the diplomatic side of it. From a security and military side of it, what would you like to see accomplished on the trip?
Well, three things. First, I think he has great opportunities to make some direct points to China regarding North Korea. Sometimes, Rick, being in a room with someone and looking them in the eye, you can kind of get things done. So I'm hoping something like that happens with the Chinese, especially on North Korea. Secondly, he needs to reassure our allies that we're still there with them. I mean, the North Korean nuclear program combined with the missile program is a real threat. So I think that's something else he has to make very clear to our allies. And third, I think he has to demonstrate essentially as best he can political will to show that we are serious about a military response regarding North Korea should they act out. And I don't believe for a minute we needed to use the military option first, but to have a legitimate negotiation, you have to have a strong and effective military option on the table, and that's what I think the president needs to do.
Very interesting. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, London Center for Policy Research, as always, Tony. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Richard. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. 7:46, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Time for check of the traffic and weather.
From the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. A couple of new problems to report through Maryland. The first on Highway 202, Largo Road northbound, right after Campus Way South. You've got one lane blocked from a crash. It's on the far right side. Highway 301 southbound near McKendree-Cedarville. There's an accident there reported. Not sure which lanes are blocked, but police activity reported. Beltway local lanes on the inner loop at Woodrow Wilson Bridge. That's a stalled car blocking the right lane. Drivers are tapping their brakes as they go by, so watch for that. Police already en route. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looking for afternoon showers today. High 56, some clouds on Sunday. High 67, afternoon thunderstorms on Monday. High 71 right now in D.C. 51 heading to 56 and 7:47 Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
We're going to be talking with Cheryl Atkinson in just a few minutes. She spoke with President Trump this week. We'll get the very latest on what the president told Cheryl Atkinson. Of course, the president also speaking with Larry O'Connor on Friday. So a very exciting afternoon, actually Thursday. Very exciting things going on here at WMAL. Now, this is interesting in the news. I want to just mention this. We've heard a lot about Fusion GPS and the whole relationship with the Trump dossier. Well, as of Friday, Fusion GPS and the House Intelligence Committee are renewing their legal battle over subpoenas for the firm's bank records. The lawyers for Fusion submitting a new request for a temporary restraining order preventing the bank, TD Bank, from producing records requested by the House panel regarding records of its transactions with any law firm, media company, or journalist with which it has worked. The filing raises the possibility that Fusion has paid journalists. They're going after a temporary restraining order. What do you have to hide?
It's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here with my friend JJ, who decided after hearing me talk about EMP 180 weight loss that he was going to give it a go. So, JJ, what made you want to try EMP 180?
Well, what really pushed me over the edge was my son had to draw a picture of his family for school, and he drew, you know, stick figures for himself, for his sister, for his mother. And for me, he drew a stick figure and then a big circle around the middle.
Oh, man.
It made me realize that I needed to be a better dad, to be a better husband, to be a better example, and to be better for myself. And so, when I heard your ads, I thought I'd give it a shot.
Amazing. So now you just got started, but how has your experience been starting the plan?
They have been really helpful with some issues I had with some medications I was taking, and they worked on that really closely with me. It's not a one-size-fits-all plan. It really is something that they work with you to customize. So it was great.
So there you have it. Do what I did. Do what a lot of people are doing. And check out EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. Two locations, Tyson's Corner and Rockville. 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Great to be joined by Cheryl Atkinson. Full Measures every Sunday morning on ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. Also catch it during the daytime on Sundays on News Channel 8. Cheryl, great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
An exciting show tomorrow as you are interviewing President Trump. The Russia investigation, taxes, and his trip to Asia. First off, of course, the Republicans getting together on the tax legislation. And what were the president's feelings?
Well, I asked him a couple things. I'm trying to ask questions that haven't been asked to death. And one of them is, what interests are working against tax cuts for middle-class Americans or against certain provisions? Because we know from our recent program, both Democrats and Republicans have told us on the air that behind-the-scenes haggling going on when a new bill is being crafted is outrageous. The fundraisers, the people that want to pull strings by donating money to members of Congress to get provisions put in or get provisions taken out, I imagine that's just going on like crazy. So I kind of asked him about that. And he said, yes, the swamp is very, very much active when it comes to the tax bill. And yet he's confident, he says, as others have told us, that in 2018 we'll have a fairly new system and we'll be filing, most of us, shorter taxes on sort of a half-sized piece of paper.
So did you get a sense he's a little more pleased with the Republican Party? Because he's taken some shots at him recently.
I wouldn't say that. I would just say he feels confident that the tax plan will go through, but he still very much discussed the power of the swamp, which includes both Republicans and Democrats in his description, who are entrenched and who are serving money interests rather than always the American public.
Well, of course, the Russia investigation has been a real sticking point for him. What did he have to say about it this week?
I asked a couple of questions like, would he consider removing Mueller or is he pledged to stay out of that? And he kind of was noncommittal. He said he hopes Mueller is fair. I asked him if he thought Mueller was doing a good job. And he kind of gave an answer that said he hoped so and hoped it would go well. I also asked him if he's been told by his lawyers or by anybody to be prepared to be interviewed. You remember when the FBI investigated Hillary Clinton, they called her in before they wrapped up the investigation. And I would kind of assume they might do that sort of thing if President Trump were being investigated. And he said no, that in fact no one to this day has told him he's under investigation, that as far as he knows, he is not. So as of yesterday, when we spoke to him, that was the status of that.
Of course, with the indictment of Paul Manafort and Rick Gates, a lot of attention being paid to the relationship between Manafort and Donald Trump. Did you ask him about that?
I did. You know, I was curious who brought Manafort or who recommended he bring Manafort aboard as the campaign manager with all of that background. So he answered that question in a way, and then I asked him why he decided to finally let go of Paul Manafort fairly quickly after he hired him, if you recall. So he said that as well. And he also gave some background about Paul Manafort, reminded us that it's not like they plucked him out of the blue. He said Paul Manafort had worked for Reagan and, you know, his firm had worked for many different politicians and was considered sort of a good go-to guy for many political things. And you'll hear his explanation of that as well.
So those were not softball questions. I think they were fair questions. Did you get a sense that he was comfortable with it? In other words, sometimes people just ask him really silly questions, and you can tell he's irritated. You asked him tough questions, but fair questions. What was your sense of his demeanor from that?
Well, he's always very polite and charming when I speak to him. And I interviewed him the same way I interviewed Obama when he was not president yet, but was senator running for president. Politely and pointedly, and I wait and hear the information that they have because I'm not trying to make a moment about myself, you know, ask the kind of questions that the question gets quoted, like, why are you a racist, that type of thing. I'm trying to get real information. I think I got a little bit, but people will decide themselves. They're perfectly capable of deciding for themselves how to dissect his answers. I don't have to make the interview so confrontational that he walks out or that I can't get any information. There would be no point to that.
Well, the president is off to Asia, North Korea, hot button throughout his administration. And did he give any indication of what he had hoped to accomplish while on the trip?
He said meetings with leaders, and he wasn't specific with what he plans to say and do behind the scenes. I asked him if he would be open to a meeting someday with the North Korean dictator if that opportunity were to arise. And he said he would always be open to a meeting. He doesn't consider that necessarily a sign of weakness or strength. It would be informational. And I did ask, you know, there's a poll that came out recently that said half of Americans are worried about North Korea possibly attacking us here in the U.S. with nukes. And I asked him if he felt the same way. Was he concerned? And he said not really. He's not as concerned as that many Americans, but he understands that they are, and he certainly plans to try to get at that when he's on this Asian trip.
Now, you've interviewed him several times. Any change in his demeanor or how he seemed? I mean, a lot of people say that he seems irritated and, you know, very, very frustrated. Did you get any sense of that from just, you know, this time versus other times you've spoken with him?
Yeah, you know, I don't see him enough, I think, to make a great judgment. I will just tell you, my response has been the same every time I've met him. I think I interviewed him 3 times during the campaign. I saw him once after he was elected, not on camera, but I have a chance with some reporters to spend maybe 2 hours with him, and then I interviewed him. And he appears to me to be calm and happy and collected and organized and, you know, the opposite of what you hear. Of course, I'm seeing tiny little slices, but my impression in those short bursts has been very different than what I've heard and read and, you know, the observations others have made. My producer, Bette Humphreys, my executive producer, commented, as did one of my other producers, David Bernkoff, that he has gotten more focused since we interviewed him during the campaign. He is somewhat more focused, probably better in his answers without meandering so much and maybe more specific than I thought he was during the campaign. But again, I haven't interviewed him that often. This is the first time since he's become president, and they noticed at least that much of a difference. They also thought he seemed calm and relaxed and not like you hear or read about in the media. Not saying that my impression is total because I've spent so little time with him, but that's my impression.
Very interesting. Cheryl Atkinson, it's Full Measure tomorrow, interviewing President Trump. Tomorrow morning at 10, ABC 7, and of course throughout the day on News Channel 8. Cheryl, as always, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
7:56, Saturday morning update on WMAL.
The Redskins and WMAL together again every game, home and away, all season long. The Washington Redskins.
Oh, Redskins touchdown!
On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The VMI Honor Code. A cadet will not lie, cheat, steal, nor tolerate those who do. As a VMI cadet, Dr. Ralph Northam led the Honor Corps to uphold that code. And Ralph Northam has led his life by it too. As an Army doctor, a pediatrician, and as Lieutenant Governor. Ed Gillespie has lived his life by different standards. Ed Gillespie is a corporate lobbyist selling out to the highest bidder. They call him Enron Ed. And Ed Gillespie has made one false attack after another. Independent voices across Virginia have called Ed Gillespie's attack ads false, fear-mongering, poisonous, and a descent into gutter tactics. The truth? In Richmond, Dr. Northam helped pass longer sentences for gang members and mandatory life sentences for violent sexual predators. Ralph Northam has lived by the VMI Honor Code. Don't tolerate Ed Gillespie's lies.
I'm Ralph Northam, candidate for governor, and this ad was paid for by Northam for Governor.
Eric Stewart of Long & Foster Realtors has a number of free seminars coming up at the North Bethesda Marriott and the Tysons Corner Marriott in November. You'll hear how to get your house ready to sell for top dollar, what improvements will make you money, how to interview a realtor before you hire one, and when's the best time to put your house on the market. Eric is inviting you to attend free, but space is limited, so go to ericstewartgroup.com, and at the top of the page, you'll see a registration link. Register now and get your spot reserved. ericstewartgroup.com.
When your paycheck stops in retirement, will it stop you from having the lifestyle you want? Tune in to One-on-One Financial Radio with Mark Zamperini, Sunday mornings at 8 here on WMAL.
7:58, Saturday morning update, WMAL, and a story you will hear more about over the weekend. The New York Police Department building a case to possibly arrest Harvey Weinstein. Latest sexual assault allegations against Weinstein could result in the first criminal charges against him by the NYPD. They had a press conference yesterday. The chief of detectives, Robert Boyce, describing the actress Paz de la Huerta's case as credible because of her ability to articulate each
movement of the crime, where she was, and where it happened. The Manhattan DA's office told CNN they have a sex crimes prosecutor assigned to an active investigation on that case. And now there are reports out of the UK this morning that Scotland Yard is looking into allegations against Kevin Spacey from 2008. The floodgates opening up on Hollywood. Unbelievable. That's it for the Saturday Morning Update. Garden Sense coming up next.
I've learned so much, and I thank you.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Most excellent. Glad to hear it.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
WMAL FM Woodbridge. WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL. A Cumulus station.